News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Breaking more than 2 years of silence, Special Counsel Robert Mueller explains part of his thinking in the Russia probe, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Standing at a Justice Department podium, Mueller for the first time talked about the investigation and emphasized its findings did not exonerate President Trump, who continues insisting they did. Mueller's report did not accuse the president of obstructing justice, but it also did not clear him, with Mueller saying he was handcuffed by a Justice Department legal opinion that a sitting president cannot be indicted.
Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Mueller said if his team was certain the president did not commit a crime, it would have said so. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And there was reaction from both sides. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We're investigating and we are litigating. And we're going to, as we go down the path, make a decision based on the strongest possible case to get the best results for the American people.
But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's time to move on.
We think the president has been fully and completely exonerated based on the fact there was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, and there was no obstruction.
Attorney General William Barr determined that President Trump could not be charged with obstruction based on the evidence uncovered by Mueller. That decision outraged Democrats who have accused the attorney general of misrepresenting Mueller's conclusions and have been pressing for the special counsel to testify before Congress. Israel's parliament voted early Thursday morning to dissolve itself and hold a second early election after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to put together a coalition government. Lawmakers voted to hold a new vote on September 17th. Netanyahu missed a deadline to form a new government after winning the April 9th election. A disagreement with another conservative bloc prevented the coalition from being formed. This is VOA News. According to a report, President Trump's disdain for the late Senator John McCain extended to his Japan visit, although President Trump is denying it. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The White House wanted the USS John McCain moved out of sight during President Donald Trump's visit to Japan last weekend, according to a report of the Wall Street Journal. Citing an email it reviewed, the Wall Street Journal says an official with the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command relayed the instruction on May 15th to U.S. Navy and Air Force officials. Trump issued a denial on Twitter Wednesday night. But the Wall Street Journal reports photos it reviewed indicate a tarp was placed over the McCain name before Trump arrived in Tokyo. A spokesman for the U.S. 7th Fleet told the AP the tarp was removed by Saturday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Seven people have been confirmed dead and as many as 21 remain missing early Thursday after a sightseeing boat carrying at least 30 South Korean passengers collided with another vessel and sank into the New River in downtown Budapest. Reuters' Mia Wormersley.
Flooding and strong currents in the water made the hunt for survivors extremely difficult. Searches were mounted for several kilometers downstream from Budapest, and all boat traffic was halted. In Seoul, the foreign ministry said there were 30 tourists and three tour guides aboard and a crew of two Hungarians.
Once again, I deeply apologize to the parties involved in the accident, families of the victims, and the people who were upset by the news report from this morning.
Initial reports suggest the boat crashed into another tourist vessel near the Hungarian Parliament building. It then turned over on the river, which had been flooding, as a rainstorm enveloped the capital city. The hull was found on the riverbed a few hundred meters from its usual mooring point.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. New satellite images show fields, orchards, and olive groves burning in northwest Syria, where the army has waged an assault against rebels in their last major stronghold. Reuters' Emily Wither.
The recent bombardment has killed over 200 civilians, injured over 700, and forced more than 300,000 people to flee since the end of April. The Syrian civil defense, also known as the White Helmets, are far too used to pulling people from the rubble. There are major concerns of a massacre if front lines inch forward. Idlib is home to an estimated 3 million people, more than half of whom have already been displaced at least once during the war. But this time, with Turkey's borders closed, they have no place left to escape to.
That is Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vang. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your door. So today, I want you to just relax wherever you are, because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on, we'll be having a very, very special interview. And we have two beautiful ladies in the studio. And they'll be talking to us about a very important topic. And that is the road to glory. Today is a day that you have to sit where you are and listen, because we're going to take you on that road to glory. So stay tuned for that, because Ada Anango Brown is going to be my guest. And with her today in the studio is going to be another beautiful young lady called Brittany. But we'll be talking about them later on. But now, let's make our first stop in Cameroon. That is where our first music is going to come from. Ada is from Cameroon, and so deliberately, I decided to start with a music from Cameroon. And this lady is called Naomi Achu. Naomi was a guest on my show a few days ago, and this is one of her tracks that I like from her previous album, and this one is called Alhaji. And right after that, what a gwan, the sound of Alonso from Sierra Leone. But let's start off right now from the land of Cameroon. And this is Alhaji by Naomi Achu.
I go take your money, go.
Of Sierra Leone and Alaji by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington, and we broadcast into your homes and your cars on the streets wherever you are, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we come live to South Sudan at 0900 UTC. But again, don't forget, later on, Ada Anango Brown and Brittany will be here to talk about the road to glory. So stay tuned and don't go away. I'm David Vandy.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Velo is going to be our next track. Teta Diana, beautiful lady from Rwanda, is coming up. And right after that, Bwerere, the sound of Dr. Josie Chameleon from Uganda. But Velo is our next track, and that is by the beautiful Teta Diana of Rwanda.
Agahungu, agahungu gafiti mitoma Karazango gafiti rukundu Urukundu nazavo na hali Kukandi gafiti umutungu Umutungu zadutunga tukwembi yo Yo na chururuka Ibichiro ndabimanura Tosezera nana kubana Ingwano zirubura ndagakatira Velo, velo, velo zibitangaza kandi urandangaza Hello, sorry, oh, love no good is love.
sakwe velo sakwe 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 velo naguteri chotazi utabonye naguteri chotazi utabonye urukundo rw'uburu zirakashi
Sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Sevina, by Kero Munine Karina, we va taxi bati cabanavana, Kodoni Wabamundo Chiburoja, the Besekana Bumunanga Vinta, Asaka Kumulu Munaga Wunja, Mada Lide Monticha, Herodoni to Marina Muere, who fit in a movie in a way, the Boyagaro Yagarina way, Mobutu, the Tato Neva way, Timanyano Nava to Korea way, Tubuka with Tusaka way. Tulege, Ulekaba, Baroka, Kabaroke, Dunia Misambu, Biwambu, Betuita Mufena, Dunia to Marina Mubere, who fit in the Mufitin in the way, the Boyagaro Yagarina way, who would do the Tato never way, Timanyano never to put it away, Yatuka with Tusaka way, Mokano Kanumaka Punyumina way, Dunio Jifamu Jifamu way. Aha, got to speak the truth. Digga down the road, mina lika you, you a bigger youth, mina lika you, watch out your mouth, when you go chatty, come out a fool, got to speak the truth, digga down the road, mina lika you, you a bigger youth, mina lika you, watch out your mouth, when you go chatty, come out a fool.
The sound of Josie Chameleon from Uganda, the Doctor himself, and Velo by Teta Diana of Rwanda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, your favorite music show. Stay tuned. When I come back, my guests will be right here to talk to you, and I'll be back. Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays for a healing journey. I guarantee it. You love the African beat, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And so, get ready for the ride. Because I was telling you about the road to glory, but it's actually the routes to glory. And so let me take this time to welcome Ada Anango Brown, the founder of The Roots to Glory. Welcome to the African Beat, Ada.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
And Ada is originally from Cameroon. Let me just re-echo that. I thought she was from Sierra Leone, my country, actually.
Of course.
Well, one thing about her is that she's an African.
I'm an African.
An African first. Mm-hmm. And I have Brittany. Brittany is right here. And Brittany, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Welcome to the African Beat.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me. I'm actually a recent graduate of Morgan State University, and I'm new to Rooster Glory. I'm actually focusing on the marketing and launching the Glory movement, which is very important in the Roots to Glory family.
Thank you very much, Brittany, and we are so happy to have you right here in the studio.
Well, we'll
be talking about the Roots to Glory, but Ada gave me a song that I'm going to start off with before I bring her in, and that is Tucheze. Tucheze is done for us by Feregola of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Victoria Kimani from Kenya. And she says, you know what, David, I love this tune, so can you just hit it on for me? And that's what I'm going to bring in right now. Let's go. Tucheze, the sound of Feregola, featuring Victoria Kimani.
Lelo tobi na ko imbiko, ko
Wonderful music, beautiful for all those lovely people out there that are listening. And if you want to take this roots to glory, then now is the time. Again, and now, let me just bring in the special lady. She's always smiling, even when she's working, always smiling. And that is Ada Anango Brown. Ada.
Hello, hello, David Vandy.
Again, welcome to the African Beat.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, when I first saw this roots to glory, you posted it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, I said, ah. This is something we have to talk about.
Absolutely.
What is Ada up to this time? What is she coming up with? So now, you know, let's talk about it. What should people know about the Roots to Glory?
So Roots to Glory is a movement that we are trying to reiterate that Africans are Africans no matter where they are. We try to bridge the gap between the continent and outside, the diaspora. So if you're from the Caribbean, if you are from the United States, if you are from any of the Americas, Brazil and so forth, you are first an African. And there's so many similarities that make us who we are. And so we try to do is we try to make sure that we emphasize on the similarities and we bring people to the table to talk about some of those similarities. And we also have tours so that when you, there are a lot of people now that are tracing their DNA to various countries, Nigeria all the way to Mali and Ghana and whatever. So what we try to do is we try to bring those people that have traced their DNA to those countries back to their country of origin. But in order for you to get there, you first have to know that it's okay for you to know that you're an African, and it's okay for you to try to find out your African ancestry. So there's just so many things that we do. We do African naming ceremonies where we bring in people that want an African name. You know, back then during the slave trade. Africans, the first thing that they were stripped of was their name and their identity. And they feared that they, if they had that, they would be able to go back to somewhere that was their home. So what we're trying to do is give that back to them by giving them their original names, or not their original names, but the names they should have had from their country of origin and from their ethnic groups that was stripped away from them.
What are the reactions when we talk about, like, giving them back names that maybe they should have had?
It's unbelievable the kind of emotions that you get during these ceremonies, because people look at it in terms of a rebirth. It's almost like a birthing ceremony, because a lot of these people that go through this process and finding a name, an African name, their intention is that they change their name legally to that African name. And so you'll find that, you know, you look on Facebook, on Twitter, and all these places, you'll find that a lot of people are now using their African names as their hashtag and their names on their social media sites. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing experience for me to be someone to be able to facilitate this event.
And do we do it, the naming ceremonies, like when a child is born, you know, we have the naming ceremony, like for us in Sierra Leone, we have time for the naming ceremony, like after 8 days, you know, 7 days, 8 days, like for a male child, and people will come and gather, and in some traditions people even search for the name, people pay for the name so that that name can be announced. Do you do it that kind of way?
No, actually what we do is because it's so specific, that way is so specific to the actual ethnic group, you'll have people from different countries that would come up and say, listen, I've done my DNA, I'm Bamleke from Cameroon. and we'll bring the Bamlekes from Cameroon, and then that, those people will then give them a traditional name based on a very spiritual way of doing it. Not necessarily the traditional way as we do back home, but it becomes a very spiritual way. And it's a way that we're connecting them to their ancestors. So it becomes something that you do that may not be what you do back home, but it becomes something that we are finding that is more sensitive to the emotions of the person while they're doing this.
Wow, that sounds good. And let me just come over to Brittany very quickly. Brittany, how did you get into all of this? How did Ada got you involved into this? Because one thing I know about her, she's very good at that, getting people, yeah. You know, but how did you become part of this?
She gets me into a lot of things. About 2 months ago, she told me about Roots to Glory. For a long time, I knew that she worked for Roots to Glory, but the way she marketed it, I thought she worked for someone else. So then we had a meeting, and I'm like, wait, that's you? And she's like, yes. So I became more interested in it, and actually the meeting was supposed to for me to use my marketing expertise to tell her how to market to a younger crowd, and I left employed. So then we started talking about what I call the glory movement, and we wanted to start it in HBCUs with doing that HBCU tour to get the younger crowd actually to Africa, to get them to do the things that the Roots to Glory tour sets out to do. So that's how I got pulled along.
And how are you finding it so far?
Oh, I love it. It's
you
amazing.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And you are happy that you're part of this?
I am.
Yeah. Have you been met with any kind of opposition from your peers, like, oh, why are you doing this? You are not African, but how do you see yourself?
There is some opposition, only because of the images on both parties, but I welcome it. I always say I love problems because to every problem there is a solution. So it's one I'm willing to take on. I'm not very scared.
So, I love that. Yes, I do.
So the bottom line is that we as Africans need to start looking at Americans and people in the diaspora, Caribbean, Afro-Caribbean, and so forth, as also being African, because we tend to look at them as Americans and not that they came from Africa, not that they were once ancestors that we missed from the continent. But then on the flip side, we have to look at the African Americans and have them understand that those people that your ancestors left home when they were taken also had issues when you left, because they took the best of us when they took the Africans during slavery. They took them and they put them in different places so that they would, you know, for whatever reason, they were growing and they were, you know, having their lives, but they took that from us. And often circumstances, they took away our traditional leaders. So they would come into a village, not only take the people, but take the leaders and leave the weaklings behind, leave the people that could not fend for themselves behind. And that's sort of how we got wrapped into all this other stuff. But what we're trying to do is say, you know what? We are the same people. Mm-hmm. We think the same. We act the same. You know that collard green that you make every Thanksgiving originated from Africa. You know that the okra that you love to fry in the South came from Africa. Mm-hmm. You know that so many things that you do, that your family does, the mannerisms that you have are in Africa. So when we take people to Africa and they actually see people on the street, oh my gosh, that looks like my cousin Bob, my cousin Judy, my cousin, you know, they have to see that there is a part of them that is on the continent.
That is on the continent.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with our guests today, Ada Anango Brown and Brittany. They're here and we're talking about the Roots to Glory. But let's take on some more music, because this is the African Beat. That's the way we do it. We bring you the information and we bring you the entertainment. And so right now we're going back to the Congo and we bring you Matra James. He is coming up with something really, really good. And this one is Sape Kam Jamais, right?
Sapé comme jamais.
Sapé comme jamais. Right. And then he featured Niska in this one. So let's enjoy this track and we'll come back and talk to our guests right here on the Roots to Glory. This is the African Beat. Stay tuned.
Ça va faire 6 ans qu'on met des combos. Je manie les mélos. Oui, oui, voilà donc. Tu te demandes si c'est pas un complot. Oh les mains, sauf les mecs, ça fait en bas les mains. Bas les mains, bas les mains. Ça roule façon Aladdin. Oh les mains, sauf les mecs, ça fait en bas les mains. Bas les mains, bas les mains. Ça roule façon Aladdin. Passe avant minuit. Faire vivre un dream. Avant sur la piste, les yeux sont rivés sur toi. Les habits qui brillent, tels les mille et une nuits. Paris est vraiment ma.
Ça fait comme jamais, ça fait comme jamais, ça fait comme jamais, ça fait comme jamais.
Elle t'a plaqué, ferai camo pour du coco sur la chaussée. Je suis congolais, tu vois, je veux dire. Normatisé, maître Gims, convoitisé. Charlie Delta localisé, l'imbila sont focalisés. Sapé comme Chacha, Chama, dorénavant, je fais des jaloux. J'avoue, je vis que pour la victoire à Messi. La concurrence à ma vessie. Le Bouzano et Hermès. Lui vite ton sac, je vais la recette.
Passe avant minuit. Je vais te faire vivre un dream. Avant sur la piste, les yeux sont rivés sur toi. Les habits qui brillent, tels les mille et une nuits. Paris est vraiment ma.
Ça fait comme jamais, ça fait comme jamais, ça fait comme jamais, ça fait comme jamais.
Sana Braza, Libreville Abidjan, Yaoundé na Douala, Bamako na Dakar, Bani Saint-Eo, Medjik na Darcyé, Milou na Demdemo, Juna Jana na
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Sapé comme jamais. Beautiful music from the Congo. And that selection again was done by our guest, Ada Anangu Brown. And I told her, you know what? You're not going to come and flood my show with all this music.
All this beautiful music from Africa.
But anyway, it is so good, and I love it, and it's a beautiful piece of music. And I'm pretty sure when you're on these trips, and you make the people feel the culture, the music, even when you're having meetings here, do you make them feel part of the musical part of Africa?
Oh, absolutely. Every time we travel, we have a musical selection that Afrobeats would love. I mean, we have music from all over Africa. The idea is that when you travel with Roots to Glory and you go on one of these trips, you are actually having a sense that you are coming home in so many different ways. So we feel all the senses, the sound, the touch, the feel, the markets, all of that comes into play in what we do. In addition to the things that we do here, the naming ceremony, we have started a program where we actually work with the embassies in the U.S. and in Washington to have receptions where they invite those people that trace their DNA, because we realize that not everybody is going to want to travel to the continent, but those that do end up traveling. But then we also have to have sort of a courting session, is what I call it, a session where you get to meet them for the first time. So we just had an event at the Embassy of Ivory Coast where we had about 30 people that traced their DNA to Ivory Coast. The ambassador invited them to his home, and it was a lovely event. They got to hear some of the things about Africa. You know that video, there's a video on YouTube that talks about the Africa they don't show you on TV. Well, we got to see some of the pictures from Ivory Coast, and people had their mouths open. They couldn't believe it. And those are the kind of things that change lives. Those are the kind of things that change perceptions about Africa. We need to stop allowing people to define us. We need to be the ones to define us, who we are. We have so much culture. We have so much tradition. We have so much to offer to those that are outside the continent. We need to start putting it on YouTube, on paper, or whatever, to make sure that when people are ready to go to the continent, they know exactly what they're ready for. We don't want the media to define who we are.
Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty sure those people who were seated there at the Ivorian embassy will be really, really proud that they are part of what they were seeing.
Yeah.
And so let me just look at a little bit of the marketing, because Brittany here, you are in that category, and you're helping to bring more of the younger generation into this fold. So how do we go about marketing this kind of project to people, so for them to understand that this is not just about going for a visit? Anybody can go for a visit. Anybody can go for vacation anywhere. But let's say you're going back home. How do you make them get that feel?
Well, luckily, we're in a time right now, in my generation especially, where being African is a trend. Everybody wants to be African. Everybody wants to wear African print. Everybody wants to do everything that's African. So it's like, okay, if that's what you want to do, well, let's make it permanent. Let's make it authentic. Let's get you over there. So what I basically do is meet them where they are, through the fashions, through the music, through the trends, through the marketplaces and food. The things that interest them is where I meet them. And even if it's just through a conversation or spring break, everybody wants to go on vacation, you meet them and you use those opportunities to market Africa. Mm-hmm. And it works.
And before I play my next song, I just want you to say something on that, because you have been in this for a number of years now, and you've been taking people across. So when you take people to Africa, when you travel with them to Africa, what is the kind of reception that they get? And what do they talk to you about when they're there?
Right. So one of the things that I want to make sure that people understand is that we don't go to Africa to be tourists. We go to Africa because we're returning long-lost family members back to their home. So when we go to the continent, we make sure that if you are from Mende, if you are Mende and you've traced your DNA to the Mende, we will go and take you to the Mende. And then it's up to the Mende to give them that person a reception that says that we know that your ancestors came from us, from our shores, and we welcome you back in our fold. We want you to come back to your family. And that to me is what I call sustainable tourism. When you connect the families back together, you have an Africa that becomes whole again. There's so many things that people talk about, you know, the family's lost, the family's this, the family's that. But I know that in Africa, we value our families more than anything. And that's why slavery was so lucrative and was so traumatic for the Africans, because they were able to separate the family. And basically, you had people that were on these boats with no family, no relatives that they knew of. And so that journey created this sense of, you know, not feeling wanted, not feeling needed. And so what we try to do is give that back, that sense of being in a family unit, that good or bad, indifferent or whatever, that family is your family. If you're Mende, we're taking you back home. And that Mende family is your family. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you like them, that's still your family. So we find that a lot of people feel overwhelmed with that connection when they go home.
And that was one feeling that the Morans got when they went
exactly.
back to Sierra Leone.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
That was a great feeling.
Yes.
Because with that song that Joe Pala
yes.
was able to find from from South Carolina, and then took that song back to Senegal in Sierra Leone, the home of the great Madame Yoko. Mm-hmm. You know, and those people went back there, and they went. Oh man, it was so emotional.
And that's how it is. It's every time it's emotional. I took a lady last year in December. We went to Cameroon, and the Massa ethnic group is in the far north of Cameroon. It sort of borders Chad. So we don't see them very often because it takes a long time to get there. But they came to her and they gave her a welcome that she still today will never forget. And they showed her the food that they eat, why they eat the food. And then they told her the story about how they migrated from Sudan and how all of them kind of came and settled in the area by the Chad River. So those kind of things you don't see on TV and you can't get it on the newspapers.
You can.
So she goes there now, and she has now phone numbers because this woman has been looking for the Massa people in the U.S. for years. Never found anybody, couldn't connect to anybody. She went home, and there were about 150, 200 people that met her.
That met her,
and they danced for her. They gave her food. They gave her fabric. They gave her a name that she is now called. And they gave her what was more important. They gave her a connection.
A connection.
Because now she has everybody's telephone number. She has everybody on WhatsApp. She has everybody connected to her so that she will never forget her experience. And she's planning to bring her family back to see the Massa.
Voila. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And we're talking Roots to Glory today with music coming to you. And my guests in the studio, Ada Anango Brown, the founder of Roots to Glory, and of course, in charge of our marketing, is Brittany. And we are going to play some music now, and I'm going to take you to Tanzania. We are in with bringing Harmonize featuring Diamond Platinum, one of Ada's favorite artists, and I love him too. And this one is Bado, and it's a beautiful tune. Let's get it on right now.
Chosi, una momba mola unitoke moyoni, ila nusiwezi, na kesha kaminzi, mana tanki lala unanijia notoni. Asante kwa kunyumiza, umejifuza mengi, mwanzo siku ya jua.
Indeed, wonderful music and good talk out there. This is your super show, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And this is the show where we tell you more about the continent, because we want you to know, we don't want you to be left out, and we bring you all the good music. That is why I always take you around Africa on disc. And finally, to my guests, you know, this is getting interesting, Ada, and more people will want to know about the Roots to Glory. And I believe when you're going on all those trips, you're documenting them, putting them in yes. videos, and people want to see those images, what actually happened out there. What would be your message now to these people that will be listening to you, those who are back home that are thinking, okay, the African Americans are different from us, those who are here that think, oh, the Africans are different from us, but we're trying to bridge that gap to let us know that we are the same people. The same pain was felt when our people were taken into slavery. Those who were left behind felt that separation. And so that was the same pain that was felt over here when they arrived. And even those that are coming out say, oh, they took our people from there. But we want to bring that connection. So what is going to be your message on this Roots to Glory?
Okay, so a very important message to Africa is that the African-American pain is different than the pain that you saw in Africa. The African-American pain was so profound and so heart-wrenching that as an African, it's very difficult to talk about. So I often find that when we travel to Africa, Africans look at Americans as this, you know, the saviors of the nation, the people that are going to come in and, you know, give them, I don't know. It's a reception that is more like foreigners coming to visit instead of a reception of your family coming back home. African Americans have endured so much. Their ancestors, which are our ancestors, have endured so much pain. And the statistics are mind-boggling about, you know, South Carolina in particular, Charleston, being the Ellis Island of slavery. 200,000 people that left the shores of the rice coast of Africa ended up in the shores of South Carolina. Where they went and the pest houses that they were kept into, the quarantine that they went through, the journey that they went through, the way that their families were separated, and during slavery, how the parents were giving birth, the mother would give birth and the baby was already sold before she gave birth. So many of these stories resonate with us when we know about them. But because Africa has not heard those stories, it's a little bit difficult for Africans to understand the pain that African Americans bring with them when they come to the continent. So I try to say, look at it this way. If you were ripped from your family and your ancestors keep calling you, and as we are, as Africans, we are very spiritual people and we believe our ancestors take us to our God. And so imagine that you're ripped from your family and your ancestors keep calling you and somehow they're not at peace. And that peace comes when you come to the continent. I just want Africans to be sensitive to the fact that when African Americans land on the shores of Africa, they are carrying with them so much heartache that their ancestors gave to them. I believe that DNA has memory, and the memory of slavery is still within the hearts and the hearts of the African American, especially, and the Afro-Brazilian. So look at it in terms of not just this person coming on our shores and we can't wait to welcome them as a tourist. Look at them as and say, I cannot believe that their ancestors made it through those rivers, through those valleys, through those the ocean, and through that that hardship that happened during slavery and emancipation and the civil rights movement and all of that. They were the strongest of us, and they continue to be the strongest of us. We should not look at African Americans as being weaker, as being different, as being somebody that is, you know, less or inferior to us. We should look at them and say, wow, when the ancestors left the shores of Africa, they made the descendants of that particular family very proud.
Wow. Even Britney says, wow. You know, that is quite a message.
Yes.
And I just want you to know that we truly appreciate what you're doing. And African Beat will always be around. Voices of America will always be there.
Thank you.
And we'll always continue to give the support to the Roots of to Glory.
Thank you so much.
I just want a very quick message from Brittany, especially to the young generation that you're trying very hard to bring on board.
Simple and straight to the point. It's not about what happens, because what happens happens to us all. It's what you do about it. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have to say. I'm ready to change the opinions and change the mindsets of everybody and get everybody back home to where we originally came from, so we can stop using the trends that are not for us to define who we are, but the actual origins of where we came from to define who we are.
All right. Well, I want to thank you again, guys, very much.
Thank
and it's
you.
Been a pleasure having you right here on the show.
Thank
I know
you.
We've been having some good music and some good education on this Roots to Glory.
And
as we go along, we'll keep calling you guys again to come back and let us know what the progress has been like.
Yes. And you can visit us on Facebook, Roots to Glory Tours. You can visit us on Instagram, Roots to Glory. And we're also on Twitter. And our website is www.rootstoglory.com.
All right. That is Zaid. And with that, I just want to say again, thank you so much to all our listeners out there. And I've got one more music coming for you. And this one is called Naughty, and it's done for us by Zainab Sherry from Sierra Leone, featuring the music icon himself, Emerson. By Zainab Sherry from Sierra Leone, featuring Emerson, the master himself. And with that today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. On behalf of my guests, Ada Anagu Brown and Brittany from the Roots to Glory, I'm David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye. Till then, have a wonderful day.
This is VOA News.